Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.
Investors with savings do not need reminding that interest rates are close to zero and that income from savings accounts has all but disappeared. But those of you turning to high-yielding shares for greater returns should be aware that some of those dividend increases are not sustainable. Exclusive research undertaken by the Motley Fool for the Financial Times reveals inconsistencies in the figures for the dividends for some companies. I spoke to David Kuo, director at the Motley Fool, about the issues surrounding some high-yielding shares. David, what has your research thrown up?
Well, Lucy, I mean, first of all, I have to say that increasingly more people are looking at dividends because, as you mentioned earlier on, bank account interest rates are now almost zero. So consequently, they understand what dividends are. It is the part of the profits that the companies pay to shareholders. But what we found, and I think people should be aware of this, is that many of the companies that are apparently paying very high yields, in other words, a very high dividend compared to the share price, many of these dividends are in dollar terms rather than in sterling. So consequently, when the pound is low, it gives the impression that they're earning a lot of money. But in reality, they may not be if sterling were to rise and those dollars are converted at an inconvenient time for them.
Okay, and can you give me an example just so that we can really understand what this means?
Okay, I mean, take for instance BP, which had results fairly recently. They have maintained the dividend payout in the first quarter of this year with the fourth quarter of last year. Now, in reality, therefore, BP is unlikely to be increasing its dividend throughout the whole of 2009. But when you have a look at the dividends, when it is converted into sterling, because BP pays in dollars, it gives the impression that BP is increasing its dividend by as much as 40%, when in reality it isn't. Its dividend has actually been maintained at the same level as last year.
But for shareholders, they're actually benefiting from a higher payment. Is that right? So actually, in reality, once the dividend is converted into sterling, they do actually get a slightly higher payment.
Well, right up to a point, because, I mean, last year the dollar to sterling conversion rate was about 2-1, whereas at the moment it's about 1.45, 1.46 dollars to the pound. So consequently, you are getting more. But what would happen if sterling were to rise? What happens if on that particular dividend payment date it is not convenient for you? Sterling were to actually rise appreciably on that day. Then you would suddenly find that what you are actually getting is less than what you thought you were getting. Another thing to remember is that when you have a look at these figures, it gives the impression that the company is increasing its dividend by as much as, say, 38 to 40%. That could give the impression that there is underlying strength in the business. But in reality, there is no underlying strength in the business because BP's profits fell 60%. How can a company that has reported a 60% fall in profits increase its dividend by 38%? And these are things that should set alarm bells ringing in people's heads.
Is there anything else that investors should be aware of when they're actually buying high-yielding shares?
Well, I think, you know, apart from the currency conversion itself, people should also be aware of whether or not the company's dividend cover is sufficient. In other words, is the company able to continue paying the kind of dividend yields that you are seeing? And if not, again, you know, that's the second alarm bell that should be ringing in people's heads, and people should take a little bit more care about that. One way around it would be to buy a whole basket of shares and try and sort of spread your risk accordingly by diversifying.
That was David Kuo from The Motley Fool telling us what to consider when investing in high-yielding shares. I'm Lucy Warwick-Ching of FT Money. If you would like to read more about this subject, then visit our website at www.ft.com/money. And if you have a question that you would like to be put to an expert, email us at money@ft.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.